Hi, everybody. A couple of nice days before the next storm system begins to affect the area. Today's sunshine, a little bit cooler, high temperature in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies and chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 36. Tomorrow, a partly cloudy day, mild with a high around 67. That's not bad. Chance of showers developing by late Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday. Friday's high around 70. Looks like around 60 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, what do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Treat your Valentine to an authentic taste of the Mediterranean at Mr. Gus. Enjoy their chef's special lover's menu, Valentine's evening from 4:30 until closing. Special dishes created just for Valentine's Day. Or choose from your favorite of their signature dishes. Come and enjoy a romantic evening at Montgomery's best unkept secret. Mr. Gus, on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Mamma mia, you'll agree, I come and bring the mamma mia. Mr. Gus, taste of the Mediterranean.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm not kidding about this Panera thing. Someone just texted me and said it cost them $90 to get the vaccine. Insurance wouldn't cover it. Someone else texted and said it cost them $100. I just don't see why the people are having to pay that. What are you going to do, run the risk? I don't know. That bothers me. This whole thing bothers me. 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you live, 9 to noon, every single day. Part of 15 hours of local programming running consecutively daily from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Suzanne?
Hey, Baron. I just heard your listeners
said
they can get a Hep A vaccine at the pharmacy.
At the pharmacy?
Yes, you can go to Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, well, not a Rite Aid, but an Addy. I called my doctor's office because I did eat at the Panera, and during that time period, the Panera told me that it was a food handler that had just been hired, and when they did the drug testing, it popped Hep A. So she was immediately removed from the facility, but if you ate during that time period, she was working. So I went to my pharmacy. I had to pay $75 to get a Hep A vaccine, and I hate needles. So
all right, so 75. One person said 90, another said 100. So let's just call
it. I think it just depends on your insurance.
Let's call it $85, $88, something like that. Times how many people have to get this vaccine? Let's say 1,000.
Oh, I'm sure hundreds.
Let's say 1,000 people ate there in this 2-week period.
Mm-hmm.
Why should the citizens of Montgomery or the health department or the taxpayers of Montgomery foot this bill? We didn't put half A in anybody's food.
A good question. I didn't need that
$85.
I could
exactly. Let me tell you.
Bill or something.
Exactly. You know, that's real money. That's real money.
Yeah. Well, just let everybody know that they need to go to a pharmacy, get a HEPA shot, because nothing to mess around with.
Well, I will just go ahead and say I think most people are at a very, very low.
Take on the class action,
Darren. No, I don't do class action.
Stretch those legal muscles.
No, I don't do that. I've already bit off a big case here in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I heard.
I'm not doing that again.
You have a good day.
Thanks. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jack Campbell.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Something you wanted to say?
No.
Frankie.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Jack.
How you doing?
So far, so good. I haven't had anything to eat at Panera Bread, so I'm doing really good.
God willing, I never will again. I can't remember the last time I went there.
The only time I've ever been there was when somebody else was dying to go, and you know, now it looks like people are really literally dying to go.
Now everybody's dying because they went.
What do we know about how did it get discovered that an employee there had hepatitis?
Well, that's what we don't know officially because they've not released an official story. It's not been in the news, but a caller just before you, you may have been on hold, couldn't hear very well, but a caller just before you said that she was told by Panera. Now, take that for what I believe. I know who Suzanne is. I don't think she'd call in here a lie. But she was told, but I'm just saying we can't independently confirm this, but she was told that it was a new hire. It was an employee who, when they drug screened her, they discovered she also had Hep A, so they cut her loose.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, too. How do we know she's not going to be at another food service place in Montgomery?
Well, I know this. That's part of the food process in the state of Hawaii. They actually actively test their employees frequently because of the transient population in and out, you know, the tourism industry and so forth. But, I don't know why anybody would expect the Alabama Department of Public Health to get too far out of the frame about this. I mean, they've got a TB epidemic over in Perry County that nobody seems to give a rip about. Don Williamson, when he was the state health officer several years back, I mean, he ran a pretty tight ship, but I think, you know, the ship's adrift. I don't even think they've got one oar in the water anymore from what I can tell.
All right, we appreciate your call. Thank you. Our number, 272-9228. John.
Yeah, talking about the hepatitis thing at the Panera.
Yeah.
I don't eat there myself. My wife eats there quite often. Well, she ate there twice during that period. So she found out about it, and we couldn't find a shot anywhere. Well, we finally went out to the county health department on Fairview, and they had them out there, and they had so many people there, they were giving them free. They usually charge $44, but so they were giving them free that day.
Which means you and I, the taxpayers, are the ones paying for this.
Exactly. They're going to submit it to somebody. But anyway, it's a two-shot thing. You got to go back 6 months and get another shot. I don't know if anybody's mentioned that. But
no, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a Texas two-step there.
It's a Texas two-step. And so you got to put it on your calendar, go back, get another one. But anyway, what I did, I called the Panera restaurant, got the guy, the manager. He said, I don't know what to tell you. I said, well, you're going to compensate people? You're going to give out gift cards? You're going to pay for the shots? He said, well, you'll have to call the corporate office, which I did. And I got put on hold for about 10 minutes. Finally, I got through to a really, really nice guy. He said, I'm going to have my, and he was off in, this Panera is owned by this big company in Germany. It's a conglomerate.
Oh, surprisingly, globalist corporate is coming here and infecting our people.
Yeah, shock. Just shocker. I saw that online. I didn't know that. They got 950 stores in the U.S. But anyway, so I finally got through, and he said, I will have my assistant call you tomorrow, which was yesterday. Well, this lady called, and she said, and my wife wasn't at home, so I said, you need to talk to my wife, and I'll have her call you back. She said, fine. Tell her to call us back, and she will explain the whole situation, and
I'm telling you, some young lawyer out there needs to hold a press conference and announce, I'm going to take action to get everybody their money back. And if you call me, I'll be more than happy to help you.
I'm sorry.
I'm not the litigating type. I'm not like a shark plaintiff's lawyer or anything like that. But, you know, I do believe in the legal process. I do believe in certain people corporations don't generally hold themselves accountable until the courts make them hold themselves accountable. It's one reason why we're talking vaccines. It's one reason why I don't like the vaccine industry, because they went and socialized all their losses and had the federal government pay all their damages when their vaccines injure people. And I don't like that. I mean, you should be held accountable for your own product.
Here's one more thing. I'll let you go. The lady at the health department, very nice, very professional, said that they had had a very similar thing to this happen up at Huntsville. Not at a Panera, but at a restaurant. She wouldn't tell me what it was. And it had gotten out of hand up there, and they had had a minor, outbreak, but it was a lot bigger than the one here. And they had sent most of their vaccine up there, and that's the reason that they were short of it here. So this is not an isolated case. It can happen anywhere, and I suppose it does happen.
Yeah.
Anyway,
appreciate it. This is why I'm a little mad at Panera. If they did a drug screening on a new hire and Hep A comes back, why were they hired?
My guess is what they do is
they hired them, and then
they work you into the shift, and then, 2 weeks later they can fire you or whatever.
Well.
And for a couple weeks you worked, and I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
To me it's just a home run. It's a no-brainer. You file something against Panera and you say you got to pay all these people for their vaccines and give them some peace of mind and comfort, and you Germans better come off your wallets.
We don't know that it's Germans. That's what...
Well, he said he looked it up online.
Oh.
I trust our people to tell me.
Well, I do, too. I didn't know he had looked it up online.
I hope it's a good lawyer that handles it. Otherwise, it's going to get out of control.
You're out of control. Did you
Kitchens.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We have not eaten in that era for like 4 years and lived pretty close to it, and happened to have a couple of guests with us. And on the 26th, we went in there and had a meal, and we heard that on the news. It was on the news. But when they announced it, it already had been 2 weeks. Or when we are in a couple of days past 2 weeks. And my daughter looked it up and said, the vaccination seems to help if you get it in the first 2 weeks. Well, big whoop. And my wife and I of the group are senior citizens, and we got other things. You know, how does this Hep C virus or a shot going to interact with heart problems or kidney problems or all this other stuff?
Well, that's the thing, is anytime you're injected with something, there are risks associated with it. I do appreciate your call. You raise a good point. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Somewhere you're not going to get hepatitis A. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Low blow, I know, but hey, whatever. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They've got dynamite food. They're going to open in about 45 minutes. The chicken marsala, which is the special this week, they always run through huge quantities of chicken marsala when they have it. I've been begging them to put it on the list, on the menu, the main menu. It's so good. It's a true Italian marsala. I mean, it's really handmade, homemade marsala. It's delicious. It's absolutely fantastic. They've got award-winning pizza. I talked to somebody that ate there the other day. They said, oh, I had the cannoli. I know. I've been recommending everybody get the cannoli. If cannolis aren't your thing, they got a triple chocolate brownie with ice cream. I mean, there's something for everybody. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Start with the cheese bread. If you go with two or three people, start with the cheese bread. Work your way into a... either the special or one of the pasta dishes or a slice of pizza or maybe a whole pie. and then finish it off with a dessert. You will be satisfied. And today, Jack Campbell, Wine
Down Wednesday.
That means half-price wine from open to close. Get there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. More of your phone calls, more discussion on the other side of the break. 272-9228.
When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. And we should be together, babe. But we're not. I'll pay it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-055, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, sweetheart, this Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 22 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Won't have to drive too far.
One of my all-time favorite performers.
Into the city. You and Tracy I can
Chapman. I love Tracy Chapman.
Why'd you cut me off?
I didn't mean to. I hit them both, but I didn't. I love Tracy Chapman.
What else does she do?
A lot of things.
She's not a pretty thing.
She is.
My old man's got a problem.
She has a great song. She's got great albums. Like her album that The Promise is on. What's it called? A New Beginning. That whole album. You put that album on and listen to it front to back. World Peace. World Peace. Tin Man, The Promise. She got an album that the first song is Change. I'm not sure. The album may actually be called Change. Again, whole album. Dynamite. So this is her self-titled album.
Do you like Sade?
Sade?
Yeah.
There's a couple Sade songs that aren't terrible.
How about Anita Baker? She's got a great voice.
I never heard of Anita Baker.
What?
Yeah. It sounds like
Anita Purse?
Yeah.
Sounds Anita
like,
Man?
Sounds like a drag name for fat people. Anita Baker. Anita Baker. Donuts. Stat.
Or Anita Cook.
our number 272-9228.
I went to high school with Bonita Cook.
Was she pretty?
Not particular.
Her name means purdy in Spanish.
She was a very...
Bonita?
No, Benita. It was
Benita.
Yeah. Oh. She was a nurse at Health South for a while.
Well, good for her.
Like floor nurse. She's really good.
Amen. I'm all in favor of that. Who's this?
Smooth Operator.
That's right.
Oh, it's you again.
I didn't write your name down because I thought I'll never forget that, and then I forgot who was on.
Hola.
What's going on, amigo?
Well, I was just listening to y'all, and I agree with Panera on the Panera thing. I'm not a fan of excessive lawsuits, but if I own Panera, I'm not sure what their bottom line looks like, but I'd be wanting to get ahead of it so that people would come back. Heck, I cut through the neighborhood and passed by the other day and rolled up, found myself rolling up the windows.
Have you ever studied what Tylenol did when their Tylenol was poisoned and injured people? Back in, I guess, the 70s or the 80s. It was a long time
ago. I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Tylenol, it used to be, you go get Tylenol or whatever, you just unscrewed the top and it was right there. There was no safety seal around the outside. There was no safety seal on the inside. Tylenol was compromised. And somebody had put some poison inside the Tylenol and it was killing people. Right? Not a lot of people, but a few people here and there. And they finally linked it to the Tylenol. Tylenol had two choices. One is kind of do what Panera's doing right now and batten down the hatches and hope it blows over. But instead, what Tylenol did was they went over and above and beyond. They went and made their product the safest product in America. They convinced America that if you buy Tylenol brand acetaminophen, or paracetamol as they call it overseas, if you buy Tylenol brand, you will be getting the supreme quality. They showed people their factories. They showed people, they were the ones that started putting the safety seals and says, if the seal's broken, you know, don't take this. Contact us. We'll give you another bottle.
Didn't they pull every one of them off the shelf?
Yes.
Everywhere.
And I'm telling you, people became brand loyal to Tylenol. People are still, this 30-something years later, still will only buy Tylenol. They don't even know why they're only buying Tylenol. Panera has an opportunity to do this right and say, listen, it's our mistake, our bad. We should have tested a food handler before they got on the line, but we didn't. We're going to make it right. If you had to get a vaccine, let us know. We'll reimburse you. We'll give you some gift cards, whatever. They had an opportunity to do this right, and instead, they let the health department handle it, and the rollout's a big cluster fark.
It's unbelievable. Well, I hate it for them. They need a new PR person. But on a better note, before you let me go, I just wanted to say last night we had Midtown Pizza Kitchen, and as always, it was muy bien.
Isn't it the best? Excellent. Isn't it the best? It is such a treat to have Midtown Pizza Kitchen around here. It is such a treat. Most cities our size don't have a restaurant like Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
So there aren't many of them like it out there.
There aren't. Yeah, there aren't.
It's awful.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, Smooth Operator. Thanks.
Thanks.
See you, Smooth.
Oh, you just now you just smooth to you. You know him that well? You're like Matchbox 20, huh? Smooth? Didn't they sing that song? Or did Rob Thomas sing that solo?
I don't know, but I like Rob Thomas.
Don.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jack, drug tested doesn't show anybody with hepatitis.
That's what I wonder.
Well, but my question is...
But hold on. Pause real quick. Our caller said that when she talked to someone at Panera, they said they caught it during the drug test. So maybe they drug test and hep A test. I don't know.
Yeah, you would have to do like Australian antigen. The problem gets to be is what they require, the individual businesses require for their food handlers. So I was wondering how you could definitively say that Midtown Kitchen doesn't have any risk over there.
Well, I'm not saying they don't have risk. You're just not going to get it. I mean,
you only get it if there's risk.
Right. But that's not true.
It is.
They've never had an employee.
This
is why Don is the worst caller in talk radio. He won't let you talk. I mean, I don't mind that he calls and he's hostile and he's a dumbass. That doesn't bother me. It's that he won't let you talk. It drives me absolutely bananas. I could go toe-to-toe with Don Witt all day if he would just shut the hell up and go back and forth.
I don't believe he said Baron. He said Jack.
Well...
And I don't have control of
He's by far the worst caller in talk radio. He has been for years.
I don't think
he has not had one good call in 4.5, almost 5 years on the air here. And he keeps trying.
I don't even, if I saw him, I wouldn't know him, would I?
You wouldn't. I would. I know what he looks like. Just look for a guy who looks like the worst caller in talk radio.
Baron, stop.
Oh, he likes it or he wouldn't call back. He obviously likes it. Some people are masochists. They like to be smacked around a little bit. If he didn't, he wouldn't keep calling back. To my knowledge, most restaurants have never had a Hep A outbreak coming from them. Because most people don't hire people who are at risk for having Hep A.
Well, we don't know that there's a Hep A breakout either, Baron. That was an irresponsible statement.
No, I'm saying most people don't scare the hell out of the community and have everybody run into the public health department.
Did they self-report this? I guess they did.
No, they would have had to. No, here's what probably happened. My guess is what happened. This person, if they caught it, it's a mandatory reporting thing. Hep A is, so they have to contact the local health department. Then the health department wants to know who your sexual partners are and who you live with and all this other stuff and where you work. And then they found out they worked as a food handler and they probably sounded the alarm. That's my guess of how it happened. I don't know precisely how it happened. That's my guess of how it happened. So, guess what I'm going to do, Jack?
Right now?
Nope. Today. Right. This afternoon.
All right, let me guess. What time will you do this?
When I get off of here.
You going to Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
No, I'm not. I'm,
You have a meeting today.
No. Well, I do. I have got to get Kim Williams just two documents so that she can go ahead with my refinancing. She thinks she can close it in 7 days.
Wow.
7 days.
You can assure your get-out-of-jail-free
card? I am so excited. I'm going to get cash back. I'm going to skip two payments. And my payment is going to go down. And it's going to allow me to pay off a little other debt I have, so it's going to free up my cash flow every month. So I'm going to get the cash flow freed up from that debt. I'm going to get the cash flow freed up from the reduced payment. I just bought the house 16 months ago. Most people don't think you can refinance that fast. You can refinance that fast. Not only that, I followed what Kim Williams told me to do. You know, I called her like 2 or 3 years ago. I said, I want to buy a house in the next year or so. What do I need to do? I didn't have any credit. She said, you need to take out a credit card. You need to put like a couple hundred bucks a month on it, paid off. So I put two tanks of gas every month, paid it off. Called her back 6 months later. Can I get a house yet? Yeah, come on in. Found the house of our dreams. Got the loan. Perfect, beautiful, great loan. Closing was a breeze, a snap, and now we're refinancing it. And not only that, my credit has gone up over 100 points. I'm now like in the 750s or 760s now. I mean, that's rock star credit, Campbell.
How'd you know, Bear?
What did she tell me? I want to find the exact number. But you should have seen the hours she was working on my loan last night. You should have seen the hours she was working on my loan last night. No, my credit is 774. That's Rockstar Credit, Kim. Rockstar Credit. Just because I followed what Kim Williams told me to do. Call her, 567-4223. She can help you. She can help save your life, people, I'm telling you. 567-4223, NMLS 1586-3680, Glaswegian Lender.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Forget the candy, forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is rallying, helped by optimism that a trade deal will be reached with China. Groupon shares are skidding, though, down 14% after Groupon reported a disappointing quarter. The online deal company is reporting lower customer traffic. Shareholders are suing former CBS chief executive Les Moonves and other executives alleging insider trading. The Construction Laborers Pension Trust for Southern California accuses the executives of selling stock before sexual harassment allegations against Moonves became public. You'll be able to own a piece of iconic jeans company Levi Strauss. It has plans to list on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol LEVI. Levi Strauss was founded as a California dry goods business in 1853. It is owned by the descendants of Levi Strauss. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of nice days before the next storm system begins to affect the area. Today, sunshine, a little bit cooler, high temperature in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies and chilly. Overnight, low temperature drops to about 36. Tomorrow, a partly cloudy day, mild with a high around 67. That's not bad. Chance of showers developing by late Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday. Friday's high around 70. Looks like around 60 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Golly, I feel like we've been here 4 hours. Because it's wind down Wednesday, I'm
thinking
about drinking.
Well, then you got a thinking problem. All right, guys, welcome back in.
That's what my third grade teacher told me.
You got a thinking problem?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
F.E.C. Haber. That was her name.
Effie?
E-F-F-I-E.
I met someone named Effie not long ago at a wedding reception in May, May 19th. What?
How do you know the date so well?
I just remember being invited to the wedding reception. It was May 19th.
Someone I knew?
Yeah, someone who works here. Shelby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trump is calling for Representative Omar to resign as conservatives fume over Democrat double standards. I could not agree more. You remember when Steve Scalise said something foolish and they ran him off everything? Every single committee, everything.
Tried it's to not destroy. Steve Scalise.
Well, who was it? Oh, it was Steve King.
Yeah.
Steve King. And they ran him off of every committee. They passed a resolution in the House condemning him. That's career killer. This woman gets a free pass. Because she's Muslim. Why do radical Muslims get free passes on everything?
Well, because they wear such bad clothes, people feel sorry for them.
I don't think that's it.
You don't?
No. She had a tweet up the other day, this Ilhan Omar, talking about the USA powerlifting, not letting trainees compete. Remember we talked about this the other day? Trainees wanting to, you know, act like women to go in there and just win competitions. I've never understood that. I mean, if that's your idea of winning is going and being a male powerlifter and competing against women, I mean, you're just a loser. Not to mention you're mentally ill and trainee, but you're a loser. But she was condemning them, saying that that this kind of hate and tolerance has no place in civilized society. And I'm curious if her local mosque accepts trainees. I doubt they do. That's my guess. I don't like this woman. I don't like having Muslims in government. Not even one or two. I think we need to get rid of them. Not kill them. I cannot think of a society where Muslims are in government in large quantities, where women or gays or minorities or religious minorities have any rights at all.
Well, it would be fair to say that not everyone who is a Muslim is a terrorist. However...
No, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. There are good Muslims out there that are just trying to do the right thing. I'm not suggesting they're all terrorists.
Right.
I'm suggesting when they take control of government, nobody is safe.
Well, I agree with that.
Okay. That's what I mean. Show me the Muslim-controlled... Show me the country with a lot of Muslims in government where gay people run free. And have rights. Show me the government with a lot of Muslims in government where women have rights and are equal to men.
There ain't nairn.
Nain nairn. Show me the government run by Muslims where Muslims chock full of, the government's chock full of Muslims, where Christians or Jews get a fair shake.
Oh, did you catch that? Shake?
What?
Get a fair shake.
Oh, don't they? Isn't that a title?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. As the Grand Mufti of Montgomery, I think this woman should resign.
Well, everybody else has ever made a slur has been forced out.
Kamala Harris got so high smoking weed in college, she thought she was listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac. I listened to this...
Interview. Well, at least she was honest.
What?
About she smoked dope. She said, yes, I did inhale.
Well, let me say this. This is how far we've come. In 1992, the fact that Bill Clinton had even been in the same room as pot, for a lot of people, they thought, that's disqualifying. We're done with this guy. Freaking hippie.
I didn't inhale.
He's such a liar.
Well, he didn't inhale pot. He inhaled all the cocaine.
Yeah. Hand me that razor blade.
Now we've come so far that Kamala Harris is either bragging about or making up the fact that she smoked pot.
I know.
Cory Booker is inventing thugs he hung out with who were drug dealers. I don't know. In an interview yesterday with the radio show The Breakfast Club, Harris admitted to smoking weed in college. I did inhale, she said, laughing. I just broke news. And she said that she listened to Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur while getting high. Here's the problem. Harris graduated college in 86 and law school in 89. Snoop Dogg, then known as Snoop Doggy Dogg,
didn't get started until 92, and Tupac's career didn't take off until 91. So she wasn't listening to Snoop and Tupac while she was getting high. Here's what she was trying to do. She probably did smoke a little joint here and there in college. Everybody did. Here's what happened. I listened to the interview. She affected a fake black American dialect during the interview. That's what bothered me more than her lying about listening to Tupac and Snoop. And I don't know why Democrats do this. But they talk down to black people. They talk down to black people. Democrats do this all the time. And it drives me nuts. It demonstrates that they believe there's an inferiority that they have to somehow get down. We covered, there's studies that show this. When they're talking to black audiences versus talking to white audiences, they use fewer syllables, fewer words, fewer complex words. Republicans don't do this. The studies, we covered this on the air like a couple of months ago. There are studies that show when Republicans talk to white audiences or Republicans talk to black audiences, there's no distinction in how they talk. But Democrats, I mean, you remember Hillary Clinton famously used to do it all the time. They go into this weird black dialect. And they start using words they don't normally use. And she was trying to seem cool to an urban audience. They're all going to try to appeal to the black audience, particularly Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, because they're black. Or I think they're both half black, actually. She's half black. What was that? Half Asian of some sort, wasn't she? Indian?
Oh, no.
I don't know. It bothers me. It bothers me. Because I don't think we're going to get past... Not that we have huge race problems in America, but there are some. I mean, you'd be foolish to say there aren't any. I don't think we're going to get past them, though, as long as one of the two major parties in this country talks down to black people. And the thing is, a lot of black folks just knee-jerk vote for Democrats. They don't realize they're just... I don't know, but it just bothers me. It really, really bothers me. And I don't know if there's anything you can do about it or not. I guess there's nothing.
There's nothing you can do about it, Baron.
Well, just treat people like humans. You know? To me, what it tells, when you talk down to somebody like that, it tells me that you don't believe they're as smart as other people. You believe there's a deficiency somewhere. And isn't that like per se racism?
Well,
it is.
I know what you're saying.
If you believe that you have to talk simpler and more slangy to black people, what, they won't understand you? They won't accept you? I mean, that's like you're imputing characters and qualities to them that, quite frankly, are insulting and not true. Black people will understand you just fine if you speak just like you do to white people. Black people will understand you just fine if you use the same big words you use to white people. And black people will understand you just fine if you say, yeah, I smoked a little pot in college. What were you listening to? I don't really remember. Probably Belinda Carlisle. You know what I mean? Why should she make up that she's listening to rappers that aren't even in existence at the time? You know she was rocking out to Toy Soldiers.
Well, who wouldn't?
Breaking My Stride? Well, she probably had a whole tape collection full of white tapes, full of white people. And that's okay. That's okay. Who's this?
This is Urban Knight.
What's going on, man?
Well, I don't want you to get caught up in the latest rant about Kamala, because living in California when I was a military guy, those bands were around. They just weren't,
no,
you know.
No. I'm not letting you get away with this. No.
Was around.
No. Snoop Dogg, she was not listening to Snoop Dogg at Howard in 1986. I promise you.
Was. I bet it's possible.
No, she was not.
Once again, those were local bands.
She was in Howard. That's in Washington, D.C. There's nothing local about that.
She went to school in D.C., but she's from California. I'm not going to defend a Democrat.
Right. Well, let me tell you.
By the way, did you know her husband was white? I was wondering why you hadn't commented on that yet.
Because her husband's not is irrelevant. I mean, it doesn't matter who she's married to. You can be marrying anyone you want in this country.
Oh, he's pretty freaking connected.
Do what?
He's pretty connected.
What I'm saying is that's irrelevant. The fact that she was raised in a non-black household, I think, is quite relevant, just like a Barack Obama. I mean, the reason Barack Obama had trouble initially connecting with black people is he'd never been around them.
Exactly.
He'd never been around them.
India. Her dad's from Jamaica.
Yeah, and her dad wasn't around. So her mom, where's her mom from?
India.
That's right. She was raised in basically an Indian family, an immigrant family here in the United States, and that's fine. I got no problem with that. I don't care who she marries. Marry white guy, black guy, irrelevant to me. I mean, it has no bearing on her qualifications. But what bothers me is she has to go on a talk show. She affected some strange dialect that she does not normally speak with. She normally has no perceived accent or dialect whatsoever. She has a lot of people in California have that. They sound like they're from St. Louis.
Why you be tripping?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Hey,
hold on. Someone sent me the Hillary Clinton piece. This is what I'm talking about.
I will be reintroducing the Count Every Vote Act to ensure that every voter is given the opportunity to vote, that every vote is counted, and each voter is given the chance to verify his or her vote before it is cast and made permanent.
All right, so she sounds normal.
Hey,
just wait.
We have a march to finish. On this Lord's Day, let us say with one voice the words of James Cleveland's great freedom hymn. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far.
This far. I don't feel no ways tired.
Why would you torture us like that, man?
I'm just telling you, this is what Democrats do, Urbanite. This is what Democrats do. They talk down to black folks. That's what they do. And for whatever reason, black folks keep voting for them. I would never vote for somebody who, just by their mere talking to me, made me think they thought I was stupid. I mean, I would never vote for somebody like that. If you think I'm an idiot, I'm not rewarding you with your vote, with my vote, period. I do not understand how any black person in the year 2019 could vote for a Democrat. I just don't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
But I'm all ears.
You have a nice day, Uncle Barry.
The Grand Mufti speaketh. Our number 272-9228. Do you get it, Jack?
No,
I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, the most fundamental rule when you're speaking to a crowd is to know your audience. But when you do that, you're kind of mocking them.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning.
If you were addressing Chinese Americans, would you affect an Asian accent?
I would not say, you want toy dolls?
I appreciate you having me here today. Thank you for letting me talk to you. I mean, God.
No, you wouldn't.
You would never do that. But you have all these Democrat politicians affecting, black dialect. It's bizarre. And we'll be back. 10 till. All right with me.
Just one look at you. And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just like the letter is first in the alphabet, starts with an A, so is Big A Tires and the Tire Business. Their services include, but are not limited to, oil changes, brakes, air conditioning service and repair, front end alignments and repair as well. Check engine diagnostics. shocks, struts, transmission service, and did we mention Bridgestone and Firestone tires? Hey, there's always a sale going on at Big A Tires. Lori Carroll and the gang appreciate your business. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just past Bama Lanes. See them today.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the River Region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Beginning of a Dr. Laura's radio show back in the day?
I don't know.
I think it was. I didn't realize that until,
Do you have a new attitude, Baron? Or is it that same old surly? You know what I'm saying.
What are you talking about? I don't have a surly attitude.
You're surly.
I'm cantankerous, Kendra.
Well put.
You try to be a Grand Mufti in 2019. It's not easy.
Let me tell you something. I'm a Grand Mufti. I don't have no title, but I'm the Grand Mufti.
Well.
I don't need no title.
I got a title.
Yeah, I know.
I also have a great set of doors on the front of my house because Riley Manning got over there.
I know he did.
And Riley Manning got
799-1284.
That's how you get in touch with him. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. Guy's a pro, 50-plus years in the business. He's just incredible. Just incredible. His staff, his trained professional painters, they're like partners. They're like team members, Campbell.
Oh,
one of them wears number 71, one of them wears number 60, one of them wears number 25. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284, 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. The guy can paint, stain, entertain. He's incredible. He's just incredible.
You know what his jersey says?
What?
50 plus.
What do you mean?
50 plus.
What about it? I don't know what that means.
His jersey. He's a team,
member. Oh. I thought you were talking about Jersey Jim. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Call Riley. He'll paint your stuff.
You're not focus.
Focus? New York governor says Florida is stealing our population. Maybe you have terrible policies.
How long did it take him to realize that? They've been moving to Florida for 40 years.
Rather than acknowledging the real problem in New York, which is high taxation and terrible weather and rude people, where you go to Florida, you get weird, you get rude people, moderate taxation, but you got good weather. Well, most of the time. Rains every day.
Hurricanes.
You get the occasional hurricane, but it beats the occasional. I'd rather survive a hurricane than a blizzard. You ever been through a blizzard?
Yeah, but blizzards don't...
I'm talking about the things at Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay.
Not real blizzards.
Oh.
The congressional representation keeps dropping. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is saying it's Florida's fault. Florida's fault. Here's what the news piece says. This week, the governor of New York blamed budget shortfalls on the state of Florida. He said New Yorkers are fleeing to the Sunshine State to save big time on taxes. It all goes back to tax reform passed by Congress. The changes increase the incentive to move to the Sunshine State dramatically. On Sunny Isles Beach, developer Edgardo de Fortuna has a lot to smile about. His development Jade Signature, an ultra-luxury beachfront condominium building, is nearly sold out. Here's the problem with New York. You remember when they lit the Freedom Tower up pink to celebrate slaughtering people on the day they were born? You remember that?
Mm-mm.
This was like a week ago.
What? Now, where was this?
In New York.
No.
New York legislature passed a bill that allowed abortion for basically any reason. The mother's health is in danger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Up to the moment of birth.
It's insane.
To the moment of birth, which means they deliver the head, sever the spinal cord, and then pull the rest of the baby out.
And Cuomo
signed the bill and then lit the Freedom Tower up pink and the Eiffel Tower, Empire State Building. They lit them up pink to celebrate how wonderful this is. And you wonder why people are fleeing your state? They're afraid your bloodthirsty ass is going to take their children.
He's one of the worst guys ever.
He's one of the, there's a level of evil that resides in this guy that is just incomprehensible. Totally 100% incomprehensible. If people are leaving your state to go to lower tax states, guess what that means you should do to compete? Anyone? Bueller? If I have high taxes and someone says, I don't want to live in high taxes, I want to live in low taxes, how do you convince that person to stay in your state? You lower the taxes. Now, Governor Cuomo should take heart, because what's going to happen is enough people will move to Florida that they'll raise their taxes. And you know where people are going to scramble next?
Texas.
Texas, because they're going to want to stay in the long climate. Climb.
Yeah,
they're going
to no income tax.
They're going to want to stay in, and then Texas will raise their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know where they go next?
Let me guess. Arizona.
Arizona. You're going right. They keep moving west. Alabama can compete for some of these jobs and industries if we'll play our cards right. Alabama could compete for some of these people leaving New York. Eventually leaving Florida, because we got beaches. We're right close to Florida. People aren't all going. I'm telling you, I lived in South Florida. The Tri-County area down there, it's kind of a dump.
Is Dade down there?
Yeah, Dade County, Broward County, and Palm Beach County. Kind of a dump.
I hadn't been down there in years.
You know why it's a dump? Yankees. New Yorkers moving down there. They talk like this.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, New Yorkers do not talk like that.
Hey, I was at Boynton Beach at the Target. And I went through the line that said express 10 items or less. And I had things like diapers and wipes. Big boxes. So my cart was full. And I pull up into the express lane, and this woman from Boston or some suburban Boston community. Oh, I see how it is. Just go through the express lane, no matter how many items you have. Huh, okay.
Oh, I would have bitten her head off.
Oh, no, I did. I said, ma'am, I don't have 10 items. Oh, yes, your cart's full. So I started pulling them out one at a time. One, two. Throwing them up on the little conveyor belt. Three, four, and I got to nine. I said, oh, nine? Oh, nine is less than 10. Is it in Boston less than 10?